Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sylvia F., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Monday, November 20th, 2017, and we are at the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page XXIII, Roman numeral 23, which is the forward to the fourth edition. And we're going to read from the first paragraph, this fourth edition of AA, through the entirety of the fourth edition, ending with "In all its power and simplicity." The reference number for Sunday's gratitude meeting on November 19th, the share ID is 10691, 10691. And the share ID for this morning's Monday, November 20th, 7 a.m. meeting, is 10692, 10692. Our preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Sherry KB to read the 12 steps.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, everybody. This is Sherry KB in Northern California, grateful recovered compulsive overeater, the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admit it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Thank you, Sherry. I will now ask Lindsay B. to read the 12 traditions.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lindsay, compulsive overeater from New Hampshire. The 12 traditions. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay B. And I did not list off who our readers were, so we had Sherry KB on 12 Steps, Lindsay B. on 12 Traditions. And our readers today are Deb W., Kathleen O., and Millie D. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page XXIII, which is Roman numeral 23, which is the foreword to the fourth edition, and we're going to read through all four paragraphs of the foreword to the fourth edition, and I will ask Deb W. to begin our reading.
Good morning. This is Deb W., recovered in Oklahoma. We of Alcoholics Anonymous are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. To show other alcoholics precisely how we have recovered is the main purpose of this book. For them, we hope these pages will prove so convincing that no further authentication will be necessary. We think this account of our experiences will help everyone to better understand the alcoholic. Many do not comprehend that the alcoholic is a very sick person. And besides, we are sure that our way of living has its advantages for all. It is important that we remain anonymous because we are too few at present to handle the overwhelming number of personal appeals which may result from this publication. Being mostly business or professional folk, we could not well carry on our occupations in such an event. We would like it understood that our alcoholic work is an avocation. When writing or speaking publicly about alcoholism, we urge each of our fellowship to omit his personal name, designating himself instead as a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. Very earnestly, we ask the press also to observe this request, for otherwise we shall be greatly handicapped. And so, you know,
Deb W.,
yes,
we were on 23 XXIII, forward to the fourth edition.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
I know, I should have interrupted you earlier. It is my fault. You had a great speaking voice, but let's go again.
Okay. I knew I was going smooth. Okay, it's the fourth edition, the four to the fourth edition,
correct?
Right? Okay. Correct. 23, okay. Okay, this fourth edition of Alcoholics Anonymous came off press in November 2001, at the start of a new millennium. Since the third edition was published in 1976, worldwide membership of AA has just about doubled to an estimated 2 million or more, with nearly 100,800 groups meeting in approximately 150 countries around the world. Literature has played a major role in AA's growth, and a striking phenomenon of the past quarter century has been the explosion of translations of our basic literature in many languages and dialects. In country after country where AA seed was planted, it has taken root, slowly at first, then growing by leaps and bounds when literature has become available. Currently, Alcoholics Anonymous has been translated into 43 languages. As the message of recovery has reached larger numbers of people, it has also touched the lives of a vastly greater variety of suffering alcoholics. When the phrase, "we are people who normally would not mix," page 17 of this book, was written in 1939, it referred to a fellowship composed largely of men and a few women and quite similar social, ethnic, and economic backgrounds. Like so much of AA's basic text, those words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members could have ever imagined. The stories added to this edition represent a membership whose characteristics of age, gender, race, and culture have widened and have deepened to encompass virtually everyone the first 100 members could have hoped to reach. Is that it? Or do I read the other paragraph?
Go ahead and finish.
Okay. While our literature has preserved the integrity of the AA message, sweeping changes in society as a whole are reflected in new customs and practices within the fellowship, taking advantage of technological advances. For example, AA members with computers can participate in meetings online, sharing with fellow alcoholics across the country or around the world. In any meeting, anywhere, AAs share experience, strength, and hope with each other in order to stay sober and to help other alcoholics. Modem to modem or face to face, AAs speak the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. Okay, well, that's great. It's just what it's saying in so many words to me is that it's just, this is a spiritually inspired program. You know, yeah, a person, a human, in his weakness, in his issue that it could not solve, found a way out. And a higher power, God is my higher power, always chooses us, finds a way out for us. I had some little notes by up here at the top when it says doubled with literature rather than word of mouth, which could be changed or watered down. And then the explosion blowing apart or shattering. I mean, the root has to be viable to go to an OA room, and none there will with life. Oh God. I'm stumbling around this morning, but this is what this is saying to me, that this root was planted, and because it was inspired, so many people have benefited from this small idea that started with one person that was inspired to help another in order to stay sober. And I have found in these 12-step rooms that it's my affliction that I have in common with everyone else, and that it doesn't matter who I am, what job I have, you know, what color I am. It's just that this affliction and the solution for this affliction makes us closer to each other, and we can, you know, even see God working. You know, God is alive and working in this day and age in healing something that I couldn't. And the difference in me and the other, you know, I am a sick person because I, as an alcoholic, or you know, I suppose any addict, I can't just function like normal. I need a handicap. I need something to hold on to, something to ease the emotions. And so I turn to food early. And so this program, if we stay with it, will give us a spiritual healing, and we will be able to work through the difficulties that keep holding us down and learn how to live. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deb W., for your service this morning. Okay, I'm going to open it up for reading. Anyone who wants to share, we were on the forward to the fourth edition for this share.
Brenda M., Carolyn D.
Okay, Carolyn, I got D. Wendy M.
Roz,
Carolyn
Roz
C.
G.
Darla P.
And I missed someone, two people at the beginning.
Roz G.
Roz G.
Did
I got Wendy M., Carolyn C., Charlotte, and I got Roz G.
Kathleen
Darla
P. Donna W.
Okay, Donna W., and I missed one person.
Sarah
Darla P.
P. I think it was I, Penny
Chris
C.
Chris G.
Sherry KB.
Okay, I got plenty here, and if I missed you, we'll get you at the top of the next list. So I've got, and I have some of your initials wrong, but I've got Wendy M., I've got Carolyn, and Charlotte, I think it's P., Roz G., Donna, Sherry KB, Penny C., and Chris G. Let's go with that, and if I missed you, I apologize, and please get to the top of the list for the next round. Wendy, followed by Carolyn.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Wendy, recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, God, for the entire abstinence I have this morning. And Sylvia, thank you so much for your service and everybody else on the line, of course. So a couple of things I want to say. We wouldn't mix. I wouldn't mix with anybody who didn't talk like me, act like me, think like me, be like me. If you're like me, I'm good to go. But if you're different, no, there's no way, in, you know. And I love that we mix. I love that we mix because we have a common problem and we have, more importantly, a common solution that binds us. And then the literature intact, thank God, you know, if it works, why change it? And keep things simple. I just love that. And then finally, the issue of technology, right? So because of technology, and for me, technology is magic. I don't know how it works, but it does, and I get to use it every day. And because of that, instead of talking to one or two people a day, even 16 years ago, of course, when I started this program, I maybe talked to one or two people a day, you know, my sponsee or something, and or if I'm in a face-to-face. But today I'm talking to 10 to 15 people a day easily, right? So we get to carry the message. So it's so easy to carry this message now. You know, technology provides us with that. And I joke, but, you know, I get to reach so many more people and so often during the day to do 12-step work and then to receive 12-step work from others. It's just accelerated with texting, calls, email, phone meetings, face-to-face meetings. It goes on and on, you know. And I joke, but I call it recovery on speed because I get to do it so much so often. And it doesn't have the effect of speed, thank God. It has an amazing effect, though, because every time I make contact with one of you or you make it with me, we get unblocked and then we get God. And that's what we're here for. And I get to be useful all the way throughout the day, no matter what. I've even called people like a voicemail the other night. I left a voicemail and even though I didn't get the person, I felt phenomenal. I felt fantastic, you know, and it's just 2 to 3 minutes sometimes to get that 10-step turnaround, to get that unblocking, to get that feeling that I'm unblocked and now I get to be useful to the next person. So the fact that we get to do this with each other and that technology has availed us of this is a true miracle. It's true magic. And I'm so grateful that I get to talk to all of you during the day, all day long, in all these forms. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy M. Carolyn C., followed by Dilette P., I think it was.
Hi, this is Carolyn C. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much, and thank you, Team Monday. So grateful to be on this line this morning. I'm Carolyn C., recovered in Colorado for today. And the thing that I heard in this reading today is about the seed being planted. And the how many hundreds and thousands of people and now probably millions of people that have been touched by the big book and the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I had no idea in just over a year ago when I came to program that that the program of Alcoholics Anonymous would speak to me as an overeater. The thing I hear on this line quite regularly, and I'm not sure where people get the numbers, is because it's different every time. Sometimes it's that OA only has 5% recovery. Sometimes it's OA has 2% recovery. And frankly, you know, we have this law of attraction that it's hard for me, just being fairly newly recovered and new in the program, to accept the fact that I could inspire someone else. But the fact is that when I go to meetings and I share this message and I share what I hear about the, you know, lessons of the big book, that there are people coming up to me asking me, what am I doing? What's working? How is this, you know, how have I had success? And I don't take it personally because I don't feel like I'm doing anything. I'm working the program. I'm listening to the voices of recovery on this line. I am connecting with my higher power daily, and that is what's planting the seed. And I wish that we could all feel that, in the sense that we have God's grace to share with other people when we reach this point of recovery, when we reach this point where we can be neutral with food. It's a gift that we need to keep on giving. And if we just keep on giving it, it will grow, just like Alcoholics Anonymous, just like the words and the different forewords of this book. We will have that success as well in OA, because it's not about numbers. It's about sharing our light from within and sharing the inspiration that has been given to us, and knowing that even if I feel like crying at the end of the day or like I haven't done anything, that by showing up, by waking up, by working this program, somehow somebody will be inspired. And so I'm just going to keep coming back. I'm going to keep listening to all of you. I'm so grateful for this program and for this phone call and this phone meeting every day. And thank you for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you, Carolyn C. Dilette P., followed by Roz G.
Hi, this is Darlette P. from Illinois. I'm grateful for the program, and I'm grateful to be able to share today. I have found recovery through the big book this time. I've been in program many, many years, but I have been in recovery before, but I lost my abstinence. And this time I feel like I really and truly am recovered through the big book. And with the fourth tradition of the big book and Bill's story, and finding that I have the allergy of the mind, of the body, and the phenomenon of the mind. And I'm grateful to program and meetings and the fellowship due to the fact that I kept coming back until the miracle happened, because this last relapse that I had, I just really felt that I was in the grips of the disease, and it truly showed me how cunning, powerful, and baffling it could be. I really felt like the disease had control and that I was going to die if I didn't gain recovery again. I was pushing almost 400 pounds, and it was really scaring me. It's the most I've weighed in my life. I've always been a large person, but never quite that high. And I've been up and down the scale many times, losing over 100 pounds, but always gaining back and more. And this time I think I had really hit my rock bottom. And now I am 63 days recovered and haven't had a craving since I found my new sobriety. So I am really grateful to Vision for You, which I've been listening to since I found my recovery this time, and grateful to everyone in program. Thank you, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Darlette. Mm-hmm. Roz G., followed by Donna P.
Good morning. This is Roz G. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Roz G, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Lancaster, Palmdale, California. And I would just like to say that the fourth edition was the very first big book that I read. I got into OA in 2002, and my sponsor said to me, I want you to read 2 pages of the big book a day. And then she said, well, do you have a big book? And I was like, no. My mom had a big book, so I borrowed my mom's for a while because a lot of my history is being broke. And I didn't even realize it was the third edition. And then I heard in meetings, oh, we're so excited that the fourth edition has come out. So I guess it, you know, maybe I could be wrong. Somebody could correct me. But around 2002 or 1, the fourth edition came out. So either it was given to me or I bought it myself. I don't remember. But I got the fourth edition of the Alcoholics Anonymous book. And that's the book that I studied out of that became torn so badly that it didn't have a front binding anymore, torn up, marked up, underlined, highlit, you name it. And I treasure that book. I've had to buy 2 since then because the step guides that I went through said, we want you to get a fresh book so that you're not looking at old notes and seeing it in a fresh light. And every time I get a new one, I see it in a fresh light. So I do have the very first one that's in red and yellow, some kind of special edition. I have that on my shelf. That's a collector's edition. I just have that just to look pretty. But sometimes I look through it just to capture the essence of how it was first penned. I don't think I have the second edition. I'm looking on my shelf as I'm talking to you guys, but I do have the third and several copies of the edition of the fourth, and I'm grateful for each edition. I'm grateful that it's a textbook to study, and Lord knows I've been through enough college to know how to highlight, mark, study, contemplate, rewrite, blah, 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 you name it. It's a beautiful thing to study. It touches my spirit, but my college textbooks don't tell me how to pray and meditate and to have a higher power and to have a relationship with that. So this book is special, amazing, wonderful, and a daily part of my life. And with that, I pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roz G. Donna, and I think it's P, and then Sherry KB.
Do you mean Donna W?
Donna W, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Awesome. Hey, good morning. Thanks for Team Monday. Happy Monday to everyone. Donna W, recovered in Palo Alto, California, and so grateful for the meetings. I can be a program geek. I love going to meetings wherever I travel. So I've been to meetings in London and Paris, all over the North America. And if I can't find an OA meeting, I go to an AA meeting, and it's just amazing. The minute I walk in the rooms, I feel like I'm home. And as a result, I get to meet people that I would never cross paths with otherwise. So it's just such a blessing of, getting to connect with people, and also in a lesson in humility to just connect with people I would never connect with otherwise. So I'm really grateful that there are meetings all over the world. Wherever I travel, thanks to technology, I go online and look up and see what meetings I can get to. And I'll often call the contact person so that I know how to get there, things like that. And then, when I first joined, I did feel that the big book was quite antiquated, and there's some, it's very male focused, as we know. So that bothered me a little bit. It's a precious thing to get into, but it takes a little while to initially get into. My first several years in program, I was really kept thinking that if I have physical recovery, then I'll be okay, then I'll be safe. I was using my food plan and program to help me maintain a healthy body weight, have physical recovery, which is awesome. But as we all know, physical recovery does not mean that we're happy, joyous, and free, does not mean that we're recovered. And through studying the big book, I have really come to learn that recovery means peace of mind, that it's about having peace of mind, about being of service,
there's a, I can't remember the page, but it tells us that self-centeredness, self-pity, self-centeredness will kill us. And so if all I focus on is my physical recovery, that keeps me in that self-centeredness. And really, you know, the spiritual recovery is all about peace of mind, you know, doing God's will. And it's not about me. So that's where I'm really grateful by diving into the big book. I'm getting what recovery really means. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Donna W., Sherry KB, followed by Penny C.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, everybody. Sherry KB in Northern California. Grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Thank you so much for your service and everybody on the line. And welcome, newcomers, in the fourth edition. What jumped out at me was the AA seed was planted and it had taken root slowly at first, but growing in leaps and bounds, and especially with the literature, because that's what really made AA take off is when they published this book. And it reached, in the beginning, you know, a very small amount of people, and then it just mushroomed, as we've been reading about, all in these forwards to this place. And that is amazing to me. And you know, I was at a Unity Day this year for another 12-step program, and I went by AA's booth, and they had this beautiful thing set up with all the covers of AA in all the different languages, and it was just amazing to see all the languages as it talks about. It says here 43, but I think... I'm not sure now. I don't know, 270, something like that, maybe. It amazed me to see the different languages with the covers of it, and it was just beautiful to me. Really struck me how this message has been carried with such depth and weight to so many people, including myself. And I love this next line where it talks about the large number of people that were also touched in the lives of vastly variety of suffering alcoholics. And what this reminds me of is, you know, to me, this line, this group of people, this part of OA, a vision for you, part of OA, not apart from, has touched so many suffering compulsive overeaters, including myself, because even though I had gotten physical recovery, I was still suffering. And I didn't realize how much I was till I got in the steps and started working them and working with a step guide. It amazed me because today I'm abstinent happily, and before all the years that I was abstinent, I wasn't abstinent happily because I had not gone through this book in this way with the directions, and that's what's amazing to me. And so, like so much of AA's basic text, these words have proved to be far more visionary than any of the founding members thought. And then last but not least, I love that it says AA speaks the language of the heart in all its power and simplicity. And, you know, the steps are simple. We're you know, they say it's a simple program for complicated people. And I thank God from the bottom of my heart. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Penny C, followed by Christy.
Hi, Sylvia. Thank you for leading this morning. My name is Penny C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in the Boston area. And I listened this morning to two other hours of the meeting, and I was just chomping on the bit to be able to share. So thank you for letting me do it tonight, right now. What I was thinking the whole time I've been listening to these forwards to the various editions is... what's it going to be like when the fifth edition comes out now? And I checked the OA website, and OA has 326 registered meetings a week, of which six of those, of course, are Vision for You. Or, oh, gee, more than that now, 11 of those are Vision for You. And with all these telephone meetings and so many of the meetings, ours in particular, that are recording, I heard Leia say this morning, 2,600 recordings. Are they going to say that in the forward to the fifth edition when it comes out? And it will at some point, I'm sure, that with all the new technology, you know, we had the computers last time the book was... a new edition was put forth, but now we're going to have even more. What a joy! What a wonderful thing that these phone meetings are now for people who live in remote areas, for people who live in foreign countries where there's few away meetings, for people like myself who was laid up twice during this last year, and the phone meetings were my lifeline. This is just a wonderful thing to be thankful for, especially at Thanksgiving, that we have these meetings and we're reaching out to so many people. So my point really is, isn't this so hopeful? When they talk about how many numbers are in OA, I think to myself, how do they know it's only that many? How do they know it's only that many that have recovered? Who tracks down the fact that all of us are on the line right now, and some of us may not be able to get to face-to-face meetings? So, you know, I choose to believe that we have greater numbers than what the surveys come up with. And it's all, you know, thank God. Thank God for OA. Thank God for AA, for Bill and Bob. And I always like to say thank God for Lois Wilson and Ann Smith, who were behind their husbands in promoting these, you know, AA. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny C. And Chris G.
This is Chris G. from Northern Nevada. Am I being heard?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris G., very, very grateful recovered compulsive overeater. I guess this just follows perfectly after Penny. I am cracking up when I read the last paragraph, because this just proves that AA changes with technology. And as previously stated, we have no idea what the next one's going to say. And I know that they will word it properly to probably somewhat try to include what is not yet here, because we don't know. I think about this often, like, wow, nothing new could happen in technology. I mean, look at this. We've got all of these phone meetings, and thank God, because I just wasn't being fed here and needed to reach out to get fed. And being raised in OA in Southern California, I could have gotten to a face-to-face meeting in 15 minutes, almost three times a day, every single day in Overeaters Anonymous. So I am just cracking up at this. You know, they're talking about computers, and the internet's not mentioned, because in the revision of this, and this revision was done in 2001, and it was revised in 2001. So, and then 8, and I think 13, but don't quote me on that. So I look at this and I just think how very blessed we are that in my Pacific Standard Time, I can get on the phone at 7 a.m. and just listen most of the time, because there's so many recovered people on this line. And I think the first couple times I was on, when you guys started over, I decided to start getting on every day, because I get most of my sponsee calls first thing in the morning, and I changed a couple of them so I could be on this line every day whenever possible. And I'm not really sure, so if someone could let me know if we're going to be on Thanksgiving, that would be absolutely fabulous too. And I am very, very grateful that all of you envision do what you do so that we can recover. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Chris G. I'm going to take another list, and a reminder that we are on the forward to the fourth edition, which is on XXIII. And if I missed you on the first round, please pipe up. I'll try and catch you this time.
Charles H.
Charles
Melanie
H.
K. Terry H.
Melanie C.
Melanie D. I got Charles H., Melanie C., and then I missed someone who came in twice.
Stacy K.
Stacy K.
Millie D.
And Millie D.
Kathleen O.
And Kathleen O. And that's probably going to be all we can do. So let's try that. And by the way, on Thursday, Thanksgiving, we will have a meeting because in Overeaters Anonymous, it's a Thursday. So yes, we'll be here. Charles H., followed by Melanie C.
Thank you so much, Sylvia, for your service. Charles H., a recovered compulsive overeater. And I like to drill down where it says, we plant the seeds, and AA has taken root. It doesn't, you know what, like we plant seeds and, we have an opportunity to plant seeds into groups. I live in New York, 100 face-to-face meetings a week, and I would normally not mix with a lot of anorexics because I don't identify with that, but I do because it is the language of the heart. And I went to 2 face-to-face meetings last night, one of which I shared at the last one. And the first one, it was like about 50 young women, and they were talking about food, they were talking about their body image, they were talking about their cat, they were talking about their boyfriend, they were talking about their job. And, when I shared my 3 minutes from the big book, and most of them stayed for the next meeting, and we had a long conversation. I stay on the firing line, man. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm showing you what happened for me. And, a lot of things did not change, but I changed as a result of these 12 steps in this book. And, this big book does not need anybody to defend it. It is a lion. It's a roaring lion. You let it go, somebody's mumbling in the background. Chill, bro. You get your own 3 minutes and do your own thing. You let it go, and it defends itself. It's the truth, and that's my truth. And I share it, and they looked at me like, I said, look at y'all looking at me. I heard people say, and I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying this is what this one man was like. I've been on a 6-step for 3 years. This lady said she'd been on. It's just the numbers are ridiculous, and we have an opportunity to plant, water cement because it's cement. You can water cement, in the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'm not going to spend not 1 second talking about, complaining about the numbers because I don't care about the numbers. What am I doing to carry this message in this book that I have learned? And, there was newcomers. There was a newcomer in there, and I gave him my number. I didn't want to overwhelm them. We should not be overwhelming these newcomers. I know we want to help them, but they got to go through their process. Give them your number. I gave the guy my number, and I said, go to 5 more meetings and see, just check it out. Because the newcomer, we go up, and I'm in close, and we go up and say,
We lost you, Charles.
Oh.
Okay, there we go.
Maybe that's a sign for me to pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Melanie C., followed by Stacey K.
Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, everyone. My name is Melanie C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling in from Oregon. I've been reflecting on my own experience with these things, these numbers. I have an opportunity to do some work with our website, and we've been able to see the amount of calls that come in from different countries. All of the 50 so odd United States, and it just blows me away each time. I went back to look at those again, and it looks like our website doesn't support that anymore, because I wanted to share with you how this is being spread, and people call me, and I'm thinking, how in the world, way over there across the ocean, which sometimes in one century it took months to get over there, did you get a hold of a big book and be able to call me and tell me that it's working for you with your disease of compulsive overeating? It just is spine-tingling to me. And with this, I identify in with these pages and what is happening in a group of people that come together daily to study the guidelines and are coming up out of, because another person reached their hand down into my blackened hole with a flashlight. And because they were shared with directions that worked and applied those same things, gave that to me just exactly the way I took the responsibility of that burden upon her heart to do that for my benefit and spent hours with me, pouring into my life. I am a different and a changed person because that gave access to my higher power to reach me. I didn't know how to let a higher power reach me and through this. And they're simply saying that, you know, I'm attending a meeting now that follows this the 11th tradition, that's a video meeting for compulsive overeating. A video meeting for compulsive overeating that's following the traditions. We're talking about the internet. We're talking about the World Wide Web. Now we're talking about visually being able to see people across the world. That's following traditions, and they're not compromising on that. They've gotten their help and the resources that they needed to get from AA to be able to do that very thing and follow them precisely. It is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Somebody that came in here and taught me how to do this and then encouraged me to duplicate, not accessorize, Melanie, duplicate what you've been taught. If you've not done it, don't say it. And then from that, every person will give the color to this because of our different characteristics, but it's the same exact message. For that, I am responsible and gratefully willing to do with enthusiasm. As you can tell in my voice, I get jumping up and down excited because you don't take a woman like me that was born on the other side of the tracks, under a bridge, toothless, and have this happen, already given half a century to disease hard, and have the change that's happened to me. Duplication, somebody else was taking their job seriously and help me out. I get passionate. Okay, with that I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie C. We have 4 minutes left. So Stacy, if you want to get on for 2 minutes and then we can fit Millie in for 2 minutes. And Kathleen, we probably won't have time for you. Stacy K. Stacy, star one.
Oh, okay. I did it a couple minutes ago, but it flips on you, doesn't it?
It does. Go ahead, Stacy. I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
Okay, yes, I will go quickly. Okay. Stacy Kay, in Compulsive Overeater in Colorado. And yes, it says that like so much of AA's basic text, those words have proved to be far more visionary than the founding members could have ever have imagined. And that's, you know, so divinely inspired. I have loved this book since I started studying it. Many years ago, and you know, and I'm so grateful for those that bring it to life. You know, Joe and Charlie brought it to life for me on cassette tapes, right? We had a meeting with cassette tapes with Joe and Charlie. It wasn't live like some people have had the fortune of doing, but you know, just so incredibly grateful for that. And you know, and I was thinking, I can't believe Melanie just talked about those virtual meetings. I was just thinking about virtual reality in the future and video web-based instruction. And I know we have lots of fear about our anonymity and things of that nature, but I just see it evolving to that point that I could be sitting on this call with you guys and not only, you know, hear you, but maybe I could see you too, maybe even in your pajamas. Anyway, that's all I got to share. Thanks.
Thanks, Stacy K. Millie D.
This is Millie D. May I be heard?
Yes.
May I be heard? Okay, great.
Yes.
This is Millie D. in San Diego, California, recovered one day at a time here. And, you know, this really struck me, this reading this morning. And actually, I wanted to kind of talk about how it is affecting me. Since I got on this meeting, I have met people that, of course, I would have never met. Being in my little, you know, alcove here in Southern California, and I know people in L.A., and I know people in San Diego that are in program because I've been around for a long time. But to reach out and know people, you know, across the country, I was, you know, I got to go to the Vision Convention and met people there. And yesterday I had a call from someone in Vision that I didn't know, that I had never met. And I asked her, I said, well, where'd you get my name? And she said, oh, I went to the list and I prayed over it. And it was such a phenomenal thing for me. And her and I just kind of connected and we talked and she told me, oh, you've helped me so much. And I'm like, well, you have no idea how much you've helped me. I really needed a call today. And so it's, you know, it's just so amazing how through the cell phone, being able to reach out long distance without being charged. I remember when I first came into OA in the 70s, I left, by the way, and came back, but I was here in the 70s, and we used to have to sit on the sofa or wherever our phone was, and we had a little extension cord that was connected to the wall and sit and talk to, you know, our fellows. And it's so different today, and for that I'm so grateful. You know, we've got the computer, we've got the internet, we've got our phones, we have unlimited things. And like Melanie was just saying, soon we can see people around the world. You know, it's just amazing to me. And I'm so grateful that I found this meeting and that I am still here in Overeaters Anonymous doing this deal every single day. And with that, I pass. And I hope everybody has a happy Thursday this week.
Thank you
for letting me share.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who shared. And thank you for Team Monday and for letting me sub as a moderator today. And we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Please stick around after the recording ends for announcements and greeting of the newcomers. So will Kathleen O. please read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Sylvia, I don't think that was me, and I've walked away from my Big Book. I'm sorry.
Millie D., could you slip right back in there?
Thank you.
Millie D.?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. What page again? There it is. There it is. Here we go. Okay, I got it. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your daily meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past, give freely of what you find, and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.